Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pond for his monthly visit, the mayor of the city of Greensburg, Joshua Marsh. Good morning to you, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Tom, and good morning, everyone in WRBI land.
And, of course, the Greensburg Board of Works and Council meeting on Tuesday night. And, of course, as always, we take the Board of Works meeting first because it happening that way chronologically. And first up, Mr. Mayor, the board revisited the Washington Township fire contract item from last month.
We did, and we ended up tabling it once again, not out of any concerns, really, but for an opportunity for the township's legal counsel to review the amendments that had been made by our legal counsel. They were unable to get to that before our meeting. But as always, we continue to work together and in good faith and continue to provide those services even outside the contract. So we've had a great longstanding relationship with them. We continue to do so. And this 1 month, you know, delay really is not that big of an issue. So that will be back on next month's agenda again.
And then moving down, Zeke Smith, the wastewater superintendent, had a couple of items, one of which was the South Vine Street project update.
This has been on Zeke's wish list for a long time, really, since he got here. We have a lot of issues with this, about 500 feet of sanitary sewer on South Vine Street, south of 421. And the current is a 4-inch line, which is really more for a single family home and not a small neighborhood. And so we're going to upgrade that to an 8-inch plastic. It'll include a new manhole for better maintenance and access. That all has been approved, engineered, and ready to go. So they're going to start planning work, I think today, maybe even, and that will get underway and should complete around the end of July, early August. That's our goal. It's pretty minimally impactful to a vast majority of listeners, unless they live on South Vine Street. It's really not a thoroughfare for us, so it shouldn't be very impactful.
And then also he had presented equipment, building and concrete quotes.
He did. We built a building this year for equipment storage down at the wastewater plant, or late last year, better. And we are now moving to the concrete floor phase of that. We're doing it over a couple budget years. So that was given to Corbin Excavation. They're a new contractor for us, so we're going to try them out. Glad to see new people bidding on our work.
Also, Street Commissioner Mark Klosterkemper had an information item. This is about a request for proposals for phase four of the Park Road project.
It is, and NDOT continues to help us with the Park Road project. As you mentioned, this is phase four, and we are marching eastward. So this will get us up to the small creek that is near Crooked Creek subdivision there on Park Road. This was an award of $5.66 million from the state of Indiana to help us complete that project. Over, you know, obviously we've got phases one, two, and three funded. This is phase four. We're looking at maybe one to two more to go, and that will get us down to Broadway. But this is a very standard request for proposals. That's what RFP stands for. We send it out to consultants and consultants and design firms to better select or to select who it is that we will work with as it relates to the phase four. We have the same design firm on phases one, two, and three, but we're required by law to send out the information to anyone who would be interested and see if they want to submit, and then we score those as we go.
And of course, the $5.6 million grant was we recently had an item on that on the news recently. And then moving down into your time, Mr. Mayor, had a kind of resignation that the board's going to be dealing with.
We did. Lindsay Jobe, who has served us for about 16 months, she's been here since the beginning of 2023, has decided to step away to spend more time with her family and help raise her children. And so she's going to resign, or she has resigned effective at the end of the April meeting. I have started the process of that appointment, reappointment. Lindsay has served us incredibly well. She brought a great breadth of knowledge as it relates to the healthcare industry. Last year, as we tackled our healthcare and health insurance conversations internally. So we're very proud to have her serve us and serve the community. And she will be greatly missed, but understand that she needs to refocus some of her efforts.
All right. And then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. And we'll focus our attention on the city council portion of Tuesday night as we continue our conversation with Greensburg Mayor Joshua Marsh right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To-Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To-Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our visit with Greensburg Mayor Joshua Marsh and, of course, on the city council portion of Tuesday evening. Began first off with a public hearing on the reestablishment of the CCD rate.
Yeah, the CUMCAP development rate is a cumulative capital development fund that is a property tax backed entity. And the way that the state law was written in 2014, when we last renewed this rate, the rate actually decreases as assessed values increase. And so there is a 5 cents per 100 cap implemented by state law. And they changed the state law in 2022's legislative session that removes that constant reduction of the rate or reducing of the rate. So the council has opted to reestablish that to the 5 cent. We were currently at 4.46 cents per 100. So, you know, it's only 5 cents per 100. And so we're talking about a reestablishment of less than 6 tenths of a penny. And Jerry Hickman from our Reedy Financial came over and talked to us about how the tax caps apply to that. 2% property owners do not see any impact. 3% properties, which is commercial properties, will see some. And then homes that are over $130,000 in assessed value will not see any impact. Those under 130, it'll fall somewhere between $1 and $2 a year. So it's very minimal. I know it is a difference, but by reestablishing it, then we don't have to go back and reestablish it in the future, taking advantage of the new law, which is a great forward step for us. And you know, we haven't touched it in 10 years, so I think that's pretty reasonable as well.
And of course, later on in the meeting, council approved this reestablishment of the CCD rate under first reading.
Correct. Yep, that is correct.
All right. And then a good portion of the meeting Tuesday night was taken up with Matt Mason with the Veritas Group, of course, the project manager for the municipal complex project with the building of the new firehouse and street department. And of course, he gave an update on the project, but there is also some other things involved with this as well, I understand.
There is quite a lengthy discussion, as you referenced. The root of this conversation is really generated in over the last 18 months, since we've closed on the bond, we have generated a very good amount of interest off of that money. And so there were kind of four projects that were originally removed from the design process due to potential cost concerns. And when we bid this, or when this went out in late 2022, we all recall this, the term hyperinflation. And that's the time that we were launching into our construction project. So we were a little concerned about that. We knew what our budget was when we started. And so there were a few things that were taken out. And then by having this money generated on interest, we are able to add them. A couple points to note. One, we have to spend this money within 12 months. We can't keep it forever. It has to be used on this project. And then City Council member Daryl Tressler made the comment last night about the early payment restrictions that are on the bond. So we're going to use these funds, you know, to help better the project, to add some features that were removed in the original plan, but were always sort of on the intention list. Last month, we approved the traffic preemption, which allows for better traffic control at State Road 3 and Broadway to exit fire trucks and then also some on Broadway. And we're looking at maybe another location as well. And then we also approved the addition of some pavement to the street department. About half of the parking lot or the loading space at the equipment storage at the street department was gravel. So we're going to go ahead and pave that. That'll keep our environments cleaner, vehicles cleaner, neater. It'll be easier to scrape snow, load sand, salt, etc. So those were the first two that were approved last week or last month. On Tuesday, we approved a cul-de-sac construction at the end of Baruchel. It was removed, again, in that process of cost concerns. With this addition, it's not just a cul-de-sac, but it allows multiple things to happen. It can become a public street now, which is great. It also allows us to use the retention pond for a lot of training opportunities. We can see and into the design, there's a draft basin that will allow the fire department to do their annual pump and hose testing on site. We are required to do that. And so they're going to be able to do that there versus having to rent equipment. And then they pull the water out of the draft basin and then just shoot it back into the pond. So it's a great use of that. It also allows us to have better access for training. We have an ice rescue team, so that allows for that. Indiana State Police has reached out to us about dive training, dive education there because of its depth and sort of shoreline construction. So we're excited to maybe partner with them. And then also just some other tactical response training opportunities that come. So in theory, we've built a small training facility there, but we're also near the fire station. We're also near our the building that's left. We're using currently by both police and fire for some joint training activities. All of that is located in the same area. So you can go into the classroom and learn something, and then they can go out and do hands-on without having to trek across town or even leave town. A thing that most people don't know is training for the fire department, if they're on duty, has to be inside their jurisdictional boundaries. So by having this close by allows them to do that. So that was also approved. It is a road and infrastructure project, but it has a lot of public safety training opportunities associated with it. It also does make our south lot, that we own the south 10 acres of off of Baruchel as well. It does make that more marketable because it will now be a public street versus a private drive. And then the final project that was approved last night was the opportunity to offset some of our energy consumption at the fire station. Verigy has been talking to me for a few years about a solar project, so I'm glad that we were able to get one done. This is a very interesting project as it does come with a guaranteed reduction in Duke bills. The company actually guarantees that for us. So while it's about a $275,000 solar panel system, it will offset about 45% of the electric used at the fire station. There is also a federal incentive currently that will give us back about $109,000 of our direct purchase price. So we get about a third off, which is great. And then the guaranteed reduction is over $430,000 over the next 20 years. Life expectancies of the panels, they are warrantied out for 20 years. Our maintenance service contract goes on for 25 years. And at the end of 25 years, our actual projected expense or projected savings is over $800,000. So to me, if we can spend $175,000 and over the next 20 years, you know, quadruple our investment in recouped energy savings, that seems like a good path forward to me. So those were the four projects that we've added to our project. These are, again, I reiterate, funds that are inside our project budget, inside our project funds that are required to be spent out there. So great additions for us, long-term capital improvements and payoffs, which will be great for us long-term.
And with that, the project is still, I understand, is still on budget for $19.9 million and also set to go looking still at late spring.
That's correct. These four projects do fall outside of that. What was the guaranteed maximum price? The original project is on time, on budget, on schedule. These are, you know, they're additions that we've opted to add. So it's not that the project's over budget. It's that we've added projects to the project.
All right. And then moving on to the your portion of the meeting, and this is also something that was brought up during the Board of Works session, was the preparations for the total solar eclipse.
That's correct. We are within a month. I believe the next time we talk on at least the Daily Pod in relation to the council and Board of Works meetings will be post-eclipse. So we are well within 30 days of it happening. We've got a lot of great events planned out at Pirate Park. I would encourage you to come out and join us here in the Tree City. Sunday, April 7th from noon to 6, we're going to have live music. We've got Carried Away, which is a Carrie Underwood tribute band, Hi-Fi Honey, Soul Pocket, Friends of Fred Food Truck. The Main Street Greensburg is going to host a beer garden, and there'll be family-friendly activities. Pirate Park's directly across from the Greensburg High School. I know a lot of folks in the Batesville listening area probably very familiar with our where the library is. As you come into Greensburg from Batesville, it's directly behind that. So it's a great of a space. It's a great opportunity. And then on Monday, April 8th, which is show day, 11 a.m. Till probably 6 or 7 p.m. is our targeted goal. We're hoping, you know, everyone will come out and enjoy the solar eclipse with us. We're going to have live music by our own local and regionally famous Nut and Fancy. And then we've also got a band called Classic Rock Experience, which has a whole set dedicated to solar and lunar type songs. So think Dark Side of the Moon and et cetera like that. So a great opportunity. Again, Friends of Fred Food Truck, the Main Street Beer Garden. We've going to have some great partners. The library's partnering with us on some activities for kids. And there's a lot of other opportunities along with a signature photography booth set up. So should be a great couple days in the Tree City. We encourage everyone to come see us. It is going to be quite hectic. We've got our public safety teams have been meeting for well over a year now, and then we're down to meeting every week. We've got a lot of great events planned. I think we're ready to go. And we just hope for clear skies and a bright sun that gets covered up in the middle of the afternoon to have that full totality experience. And we're looking forward to it.
All right. Well, sounds good. Well, as always, Greensburg Mayor Joshua Marsh, we appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us. Stay well. And we will speak again in a month, if not sooner.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks, everyone. And stay safe. Travel well. And if we don't see you at the eclipse, we'll see you sometime soon.